Oh, amen, amen. Tonight we're going to begin to discuss over the next couple messages at least, the next two at least, something that is a major, I always call them major keys, but this is absolutely one of the most major keys that we've received in years. And tonight we're going to talk about something that you probably never heard of. I made mention of it in a few messages, but I never really dove into it. The Lord didn't release me to do it until just recently, until actually between yesterday and today. And we're talking about triune giving is the key to a fused and successful marrow transplant.
Amen.
Triune giving. I know it sounds crazy, but just bear with me here. Triune giving is the key to a fused and successful marrow transplant.
Okay.
We have been really, really going after getting and establishing the marrow of Christ in our lives to where he can authentically take over, not from our head knowledge, but from the place where life really coincides or really exists. It comes from the marrow producing DNA and DNA producing oftentimes, most times, our character, our traits, our habits, and all of that. But we've been learning that by being in the Word, by acknowledging the Lord, by being in fellowship with the Rhema Word, that it actually has the ability to change our marrow. And changed marrow means we move authentically like Christ, and that brings us into the highest level of peace because we're matching the one true seed. And all of the promises of God are yea and amen to the one true seed. And so
Amen.
when we get that same, that marrow match, that's all the Father sees is the one true seed. Moving in authenticity.
Amen.
Nothing fake, nothing phony, nothing trying. We're not premeditating on how to act or how to live or how to walk with God or walk like God. It's just happening because it's coming from our marrow. And we've been, God has fused together the understanding of substance giving being a major or being what I'm learning is the actual aftercare of the transplant. Let me just give you a quick example about giving, about the way that it shifts the mind and the way that it we revert back to the old red cells and white cells, the old nature. Just when giving is involved, it's amazing. If you've ever been in a service, the service has been really high. I'm talking about a church service where the Spirit of God is moving, and I mean the word is just exploding. And then all of a sudden, it's time to take up the offering in that service. And once you start to mention giving, how the anointing dissipates. It just dissipates. It's because people that are not truly aligned with God in giving, and they're truly aligned still with the way they do things as being the source of how they live, it causes a quenching of the spirit. And so the transplant that was taking place by the Rhema word is already in trouble at the fact of substance giving. And I know that sounds kind of far-fetched, but this has been the problem from the very beginning. Now, we studied it out with Adam and Eve when they fell. We've seen it. We've done case studies. We've done things and seen it. But we're going to actually look further into it tonight to where this is the actual fall of Lucifer. And Lucifer's fall becomes his plan on how to sever mankind. And it's all dealing with money. Every bit of it deals with money. And I could not believe, but this to me is one of the most awesome discoveries about his recess place. I mean, we've found many recesses, but this recess of the enemy is so dynamic, and it's, oh my gosh, it's been hiding in plain sight.
True.
It's
Amen.
been in plain sight in all of us dealing with doggone money.
Jesus.
That our mindsets go back to a place, and we've been talking about it periodically, they go back to a place where we always once were, no matter how great the rhema was. We're so connected and we're so in the, I'm going to say this and don't be scared, but it's the truth. We're so under the root or the progeny of Satan because of money that our actual DNA shows up when money is mentioned. And the transplant that the rhema word had brought is almost null and void. The Bible says in Mark 4 that Satan cometh immediately after the word. And the place that he has entry is money. All right.
True.
For the last several weeks, a truth has been mounting in my soul. It has been mounting and growing and mounting. The truth about giving being a key to absolute change. The change that most Christians have been waiting for. The life of Christ at full capacity in us. The full takeover of our old nature from the core of our beings, the marrow. Well, unjust gain and a lack of regard for God, all right, in our substance has been the problem before the beginning of time. It is the reason for any and all disconnect from the Almighty. It is what severed and what severs to this day. I've taught on two areas of worship and giving for as long as I can remember. I've taught on tithing and first fruits for as long as I can remember. But giving is a triune. There's a three-folded cord in giving. The Lord recently, which we all know over the last month and a half, 2 months, or maybe even longer, the Lord has added the understanding of substance giving, which we all are very well aware of. Little did I know that this would become the knockout punch for Satan and ever getting one up on us ever again.
Amen.
That these three dimensions of worship and giving becomes a tremendous knockout punch. Please keep your ear to this message.
Jesus.
And please understand that my motive is 1,000% of developing Christ in us to full capacity.
Amen.
That is my motive.
Amen.
But little did I know that this would cause the life of Christ. I didn't know this to be perfectly fused in us unto the marrow of our bones. I did not know that understanding this three-folded cord of giving, which I'm just going to come out and say, which is first fruit tithe and substance giving, giving from the lump, the leftovers, if you will. All right. That this would become a source or the source of what really disconnects us. If I could fast forward just for a moment so I can kind of stabilize your thoughts and saying, my God, what is it? How's giving going to do that? Well, if you remember in the book of Acts, when all those believers came in and what they were challenged with, and we studied this many times, just let me settle you just for a moment. And what God did through the mind of his spirit was disconnect them from their possessions when they sold all that they had. The reason why is because God was thoroughly and completely changing them from the inside out. Because God understood, and you're about to understand, that their connection to substance is the entryway to the enemy. Now, I did not say substance is the entryway. Their connection to it was the entryway for Satan to continue to kind of wash out the totality of Christ from ever being produced. It gave him the ability that they would always have a pseudo connection. So God put in their minds through his spirit to sell all their possessions and give to every man that had need. There was a disconnect so God could finish in them what he had started. And he was aggressive back then. The church was founded like that. And you're going to see exactly why. Somebody say amen if you're following me.
Amen.
All right. All right, here we go. The severing because of substance without honor. Let's pick up over in the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 14 through 17. All right, you're going to see three areas of severing where it's Lucifer first, then Satan starts to attack man, and then you'll see from there, and then we'll go forward and we'll just round it off. And that's what we're dealing with tonight. We're not going to deal with the actual triune giving until Sunday. And you're going to see the connection between triune giving and how it finishes and shuts the door to all of the root of what Satan has to offer.
Amen.
All right. So Ezekiel 28, 14 through 17, it says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Listen, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Now, the word violence, it says here in verse 16, he says that they have filled thee, the midst of thee, the midst meaning the center. This is where marrow is found, in the center. So in the center, he was filled with violence. Now, the word violence actually translates unjust gain. Now, this is a prophecy to the king of Tyrus and the nation. All right. And so it was a prophecy, but it's also a parallel with how Satan lost his position. Same exact thing. So now you can tell just by the fact that he's talking to the king of Tyrus, I believe it's Tyrus. He's speaking to him, and what he's doing is he's basically letting him know that you're losing your spot the same way Lucifer lost his spot. All right. Violence was found in the midst of thee, meaning unjust gain. Let me show you what that means. In verse 17, this is now, we're talking about Lucifer now. He says, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom. So you say, where was Lucifer's unjust gain? Lucifer began to take credit of the beauty that God had created him in.
Mm-hmm.
He began to take credit for the substance. His beauty was his strength, that substance. He corrupted wisdom, meaning he understood his position at one time. But then he corrupted wisdom because his heart was really lifted up because of the reason of his brightness, because of the glory that God had made him have. And now Lucifer's taking ownership of it. Somebody, oh God, have mercy. He's taking ownership of what God did in him, how God glorified him. So now Lucifer starts to take ownership of this, and his heart was lifted up because of the beauty, meaning every stone, if you remember, the description was his covering. I believe it's up in the beginning of the chapter. Every stone was his covering. Every single gemstone was Lucifer's covering. So God had given him great substance. It was on him. The anointing was on him. This guy is taking ownership of the anointing and the glory and the brightness that's on him. So now he's taking what does not belong to him. In fact, what he's going to do with what he's taking, if you remember his plan was to exalt his throne above the stars of God. And if there's a throne, there has to be a kingdom. So what he was going to do was build his own kingdom with God's substance.
Amen. Yes. Yes, that was his plan.
He was about to build his own kingdom with God's substance. So now we see the reason why Lucifer's put out of heaven. God says this to him: I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. That was his fate. Why? Because he was laying his paws or his hands on God's substance. He was taking what God had given unto him, no longer honoring God, but taking it and trying to build his own. That sounds like us oftentimes.
It's true.
So now Lucifer now is put out of heaven because of this. So verse 17 shows Lucifer's unjust gain. He began to take ownership of the glory and the beauty that God gave him. He began to unjustly and falsely, the word violence also means falsely take. He was falsely taking the substance belonging to God. In fact, the Bible says he corrupted the wisdom, as we already mentioned, he had by reason of his brightness. So now he corrupted the wisdom that he once had. Do you know what the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is? The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. He no longer feared God because he thought he had great substance. So he no longer feared. He corrupted the wisdom because he no longer feared God. Wow. He had a third of heaven following him, so he no longer feared. So he corrupted the wisdom because he thought he had something. And he thought he didn't need God anymore.
Yep.
So now this is the fall of Lucifer from the origin place of the severing, the origin place of the fall. It was still about substance then. Somebody, don't leave me tonight.
Jesus.
Please stay with me.
Yes.
So now Lucifer's planning on building his own kingdom because he thinks he has substance, no longer honoring God because God had glorified him. And God made him the anointed cherub for the honor of God. But he takes the substance and says, I'll use it for my own. And God puts him out. So now Lucifer's kicked out. Now his name's changed to Satan. Comes to earth. He's cast down. Now he's on earth. And he's looking to see who he can corrupt with the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It was always about substance, people. That was his plan, was to really get in on mankind and sever man from God because of substance. Watch this. This is going to get so good to you. All right. Here we go. Satan implements his fall as his plan to sever man from God. This is what we've studied this several times. I'll be quick with it. In Genesis 3 and 6, we see how he attacks Adam and Adam. He says, and when the woman saw, he made her see that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The word saw, we know, means regard. All right. So she acknowledged the tree. She acknowledged that she gained experience with it. So she was acknowledging the tree. All right. She actually had a new blood relation because she's now looking on substance that did not belong to her. Now the blood relation no longer is unto God, but now she's opening a blood relation with the enemy, who's causing her to open her eyes to something she should not be seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So now blood relation begins to shift. We talked about this before. She saw that the tree was good for food. The word good means it was prosperity. It was rich. It was valuable in estimation. It was prosperous of man's sensuous nature. So now prosperity is starting to enlighten her in a carnal way. Now you could tell that Eve, or her name Adam at the time, was undergoing a demonic transplant, because Satan, he shifted, or Lucifer shifted, because of his desire with substance. Now he says, let me do the same thing unto man. Let me plant this in them so that they also will be severed from God, and God will have no one but two-thirds of what's left in heaven.
Jesus.
So now his plan is being implemented. It works on Eve. Now, we all know the end result to that. She falls for it. She bites the apple, as we say, and she ate what was forbidden. Her eyes were open. She had now taken on a whole new DNA outside of what God had made her to be. She is now moving in a totally different manner. So Satan's plan is in full effect. All right. So she saw it. She regarded it. She had experience with it. She acknowledged it. We know that. So Satan was successful in changing man's DNA, getting to the marrow of man, where man would automatically now, in the DNA that came from our parents, Adam and Eve, now that DNA would go down the line all the way to where we are in life today, to where we would uphold substance in a strange manner. And I'm telling you right now, I've taught on tithing, I've taught on first fruit giving, and I tell you, the Bible says, and we'll get to this on Sunday, but I'm a little ahead of it, but it says two can withstand. And there's always been pressure when we gave just first fruit and tithes. There's, we could always feel the enemy trying to pull us from that. God for years has been trying to teach us on giving beyond first fruit and tithes. Why? Because God was trying to add the substance giving in there because he knew it would expel Satan. And you're probably saying, no, don't take all that. Watch what comes in the word. Watch what the word reveals.
Thank you, God.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for Jesus.
The problem from the beginning was money, substance. So now the core of our problems, and now let's fast forward to one scripture that we're going to really study out in a moment, that the love of money is the root. It's the progeny. It is the blood relation to evil. It is the blood relation to evil. And loving money doesn't mean that you just hoard for it and go after it. It means it's you having money without honoring God is the love of money. Without you acknowledging God with that, it's the love of money. And Satan knows this.
He does.
All right, watch me now. Here we go. All right, so now we see Eve she gets it now. So now it gets worse now. The root is starting to spread in a young man named Cain. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, and it says, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord, an offering. An offering. I don't see triune here. He brought an offering. God help me. Unto the Lord. But watch Abel. And Abel, he also, that's one level, brought the firstlings. That's two levels of his flock and of the fat thereof. That's three levels.
Yes. Awesome.
And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Why? Because it was complete.
Hallelujah.
But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, oh, watch this now, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, watch this, sin lieth at the door. We've studied this for years. Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. You'll rule over. Now he's calling sin him. He's talking about Satan. So now he goes from sin to being him. He's talking about you'll rule over Satan. You'll beat him. What? How? If you do this over again. Don't just bring me an old offering. Come and honor me. The Bible says that Abel brought the fat. He also brought First of all, he brought his tithe. He also brought firstlings, first fruits, and the fat, which means he gave the marrow. For the word fat means he gave of his substance.
Yeah, that's God.
Jesus. Okay, now watch this now. And Cain talked to Abel, and let me just pick up right here. And the Lord said unto Cain, why is thou wroth? If you do it over again, you'll rule over him. In verse 8, and Cain talked it, but Cain didn't listen. And now look at the root of evil entering deeper. All because of money.
Yeah.
And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now, he was a person that didn't honor, but because the love of money is the root of all evil, Satan had an end to cause him not to just be someone that dishonors God, but now let me just go ahead and just make him the murderer that I need him to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, the progeny, Cain being majorly kinfolk. What made Cain kinfolk with Satan and Abel kinfolk to God? I'll tell you what made it happen. The way they gave, the worship. Abel's mindset was unto the Lord. The Bible says that God had respect unto Abel and his offering.
Yes.
God stood, the word respect means that God gazed at. He stood in awe of. He's watching Abel worship him without being taught. But Abel is honoring God. He's honoring God. And God is looking at this young man to offer him a triune offering. And God is saying, my goodness, this boy has an understanding of how not to fall into Satan's lies and deceit, how not to become Satan's progeny. He has an understanding. It's through giving like this that keeps us disconnected from the way that Satan wants us to walk it out. I'm trying to tell you why, because that was what he implemented in us in the beginning, that we would never honor God correctly with our substance.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. Here we go. So now we see it happen here with Cain. He's now severed. We see that Abel's worship was perfect and complete. Cain's, on the other hand, was in the place of delay, and he only brought an offering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, for all you biblical scholars out there listening, this is before the law. This is pure worship, or the lack thereof.
It's truth.
All right, so he too was severed from God, Cain, talking about Cain, because of his lack of honor with substance. So we see it in the first three that are severed, that are taken out. Lucifer got the big head with what his substance was, said, I'll use it and exalt my throne above God's. I'll build myself a kingdom. All right. Then we see him. Okay, he gets kicked out. Plan doesn't work right off the bat. He gets put out. Then Eve and Adam are living in the bliss. They're living in Eden, in the place of paradise. He's like, let me sever this. They got too much fellowship. God is loving this. Let me get rid of this. Let me open this girl's eyes to prosperity not belonging to her. He opens her eyes and boom, they're fallen. And now here we go. Here we go. Cain and Abel are born. All right. Now they're born. Cain, tiller of the ground. Abel, a keeper of the sheep. All right. The difference between the two was their worship. Abel desired to worship God. Cain didn't care. He kept back most of his substance, and the substance he gave was rotten on the ground. Trash. So now he becomes a murderer.
Jesus.
Now the root of evil is now really moving.
Yes, it is.
We know what's born out of Cain is the Canaanites. And now we see it spread like wildfire.
Wow.
Hey. All right, here we go. So now he's severed from the point of being, he becomes a murderer. He was under the root of Satan. His bloodline was tied unto the devil and not God. How did his bloodline change? When he would not honor God with his substance. I'm going to say this, and I don't care how many followers we lose and how many people want to hang up. You don't understand the pseudo relationship you're in when you will not disconnect your mindset from money being your source. You don't understand the detriment you're under when you can't trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You have no idea where you really are. But if you hang in there and listen to this message in its entirety, you're going to see where Jesus's ministry was targeted. You're going to see that he targeted this problem, that was what he was targeting. I'm going to show you before we get up out of here. Watch. All right. So now, understanding the root of the problem, here we go. We see the three severings. We see the three falls. We see now that the love of money is now spreading as the root of all evil. It goes from disrespecting God to murdering his brother. And it's just and we know how far it's gone today. All right. First Timothy, every sin, I'm going to say this, whether you believe it or not, every sin under the sun is because of the love of money.
Amen.
It is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 tells us plainly, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. There it is. When you love the money, or you have regard for money more than regard for God, bottom line is, when you trust money more than you trust God, bottom line is, you err from the faith, period. You cannot serve God and mammon. It's impossible.
Jesus.
All right? The word root means, here it is, same word, offspring, progeny, or blood relation. Now we see now the love of money now becomes, we become the progeny of evil. The word evil in the Greek translates Satan. So we become progeny or blood related to Satan when we don't regard God with money. I'm trying to tell you, a jelly donut shifts your DNA.
Jesus.
Habits shift your DNA. Family characteristics have everything to do with your DNA. Listen, that you become progeny. We become progeny while we're connected. This is why he has the in on us in so many habits. You don't understand what door is he really coming from. It's coming from the fact that the bloodline starts here.
Jesus.
The love of money,
Jesus,
creates the bloodline of Satan. I know it's tough, but it's real.
Jesus.
But when we are free in honoring God,
hallelujah,
and we are free, that's why he gave them in the book of Acts his mind and said, sell everything. I'm not going to let this go away. You guys have come into a dimension and I'm going to seal the deal. God isn't asking us to sell everything, but he's asking us to open our hearts that whatever he has for us to give to whomever, whenever, we're there to do it.
Amen, God.
Thank you,
all right, here
God.
We go. Here we go. Here we go. This is why we don't fully get disconnected from Satan here. It's because the love of money is the root of all evil. All right. His roots, his progeny, which is our regard for money without honoring God, keeps his blood flowing, or his character. Let me just use this word. You might feel better. His characteristics continue to flow and his actions are alive in our lives because we're still connected to the progeny. We're still connected in blood relation.
Jesus.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna hit this thing and now we're gonna hammer it down.
Amen.
The ministry of Christ is aiming for the roots. This blew my mind right here. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. It says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern a girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up up children unto Abraham. Listen to this now. Watch this. Verse 10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. John says in verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hence, that's going to take us into our message soon on fire being shut up in our bones. We're being baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. All right. So John points out to the ministry of Christ being laid at the root. The root of all evil is the love of money. Watch this now. The root of all evil is the love of money. Somebody better hear this. The root of all evil is the love of money. Where is Jesus' axe laid? At the root. The root of what? The problem. His axe is laid at the root of the problem. The ministry of Jesus is trying to purify a people like Malachi was told. And Malachi said, I want to purify the sons of Levi so that they can offer an offering in righteousness. It wasn't about being in righteousness just to offer an offering. No, it was about being true sons and daughters of God Most High. Watch this. The root of Christ, the axe, excuse me, is laid unto the root. The root of what? The root of the problem. What is the root of the problem? The love of money is the root. Watch this, all right? Let's look at it from how Luke had to describe it in Luke chapter 3. Same exact account, but watch what Luke says. Glory be to God. What exactly is this axe aiming at? Luke chapter 3, I feel the Holy Ghost. Chapter 3, verses 9 through 14, it says, and now also is the axe laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now listen to Jesus. This. And the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? Listen to John's answer. He answereth and saith unto them, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath meat, let him do likewise. My goodness. Then came also the publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, exact no more than that which is appointed you. What? Verse 14 goes further, and it says, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Impart means give. Exact means to exact tribute, revenues, or debts. The word violence translates to extort from one by intimidation for money or other property. John is laying the axe before Jesus at the root. What is the root? The love of money. What is John telling them? Stop playing with substance.
That's God.
Stop playing with the substance of God.
Jesus.
His answer to everyone that asked was dealing with how they were dealing with substance. What makes John so great was Jesus said this about John. He said he prepared the way before me. How? John preached on getting them right with substance. When they asked him, what shall we do? His reply was, stop stealing substance.
Jesus.
Do right with the money. If you got two, give someone one. Stop stealing. revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Stop extorting them, because you're attached to it. He showed the problem. Omer,
yeah.
you attached to substance.
Wow.
To the point where you're
Jesus.
extorting and you're stealing. John started to get it right.
Jesus.
Jesus's axe is laid at the root of our problems. John told them that and then began to swing the axe of Christ prior to Christ, so that when Christ would come, they would be able, listen, because they got their money issues right, they would be able to hear his message and do it without
Bless
being
God.
attached to substance.
Bless God.
You want to know why you're not a doer of the word, child of God? Do your own inventory. How attached are you? How much trust do you have in God when it comes to you giving your tithes or honoring God with your first fruit and worshiping God with the lump of which you have left? How many times after you give an offering for Sunday does the rest become yours and God now is obsolete? How fast we turn back. But the ministry of Christ is laid at the root.
Hallelujah.
It's laid at the root. Jesus is trying through every single message, I don't care if it's on money or not, every single message is to disconnect you from the root of the problem. It's to make you see God and see the world less. Every message is to turn you to God. Jesus must be your inheritance. I have a new motive in giving. My motive in giving is not for increase. My motive in giving is to stay detached from Satan and this world.
Bless God.
Increase will come as a result of that.
Hallelujah.
But when I sow now, my God, because my eyes are open, when I sow, I'm sowing knowing that I'm a triune giver. I give, I honor God with my first fruit. I honor God with my tithe, and I honor God with my substance, meaning what's left over.
Hallelujah.
And my motive behind it all is to see his axe laid at the root of my problem, disconnecting me from this world.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
The axe is laid at the root, people of God.
Thank you, God.
John tells them what they should do to get ready for the axe. There's another axe coming. He starts to lay an axe, but the axe of Christ is which is coming. That's why he said he's going to baptize you. I baptize you with water, but he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That fire is consuming. It's going to consume. Listen, it can't consume every bad red blood cell in your body and every malfunctioning white cell in your body. It cannot change your marrow if every time he gives you a transplant, Satan comes immediately to give you another transplant by reconnecting you back into the trust you have over or in money. You're going from transplant to transplant. But the Bible says that he came to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, comma, and fire.
Hallelujah.
We've got the Holy Ghost, but we need the fire of God, which is not extinguished because we're connected to this source in this world. We need a fire, his fire, that will not be quenched.
Amen. Amen, God.
Because we're allowing ourselves to let go of our substance. I wake up and I'm still inquiring of God. After every moment of fellowship, I inquire, is there a seed I can sow?
Yes, God.
Is there something, Lord, I can give?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I understand what I'm doing here.
Hallelujah.
I'm not letting Satan's fall become my fall.
Yes. It won't be my roots.
That's not my progeny. I'm not the progeny of that, rather.
Yes.
That is not my blood relation. It was for a long time. And every now and then I can feel still in me that blood trying to control me. But oh, there's another blood. There's another blood coming from a greater marrow. And the red blood cells of that marrow are growing exponentially. And it's changing me from the inside to the outside. But my giving is my aftercare. My giving reveals the acts of Christ, which is laid at the root, the bloodline of Satan. In sin, my mother conceived me. In sin. If my mother conceived me in sin, want me to go deep? I'll go deep for a second. If my mother conceived me in sin, that means the seed of my father, which is the blood of my father, was actually of the bloodline of Satan.
Yep.
My mother conceived me, but my father gave his seed. If my mother conceived me in sin, that means the seed was full of sin. The seed is the blood.
Jesus.
The Bible says that Satan is the father of lies. He's the father of all of this. So that means that his bloodline was in my father's seed, and in sin, my mother did conceive me. That needs to be, that's out of here. How? Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus has to get to the root. Where's the axe? It's laid at the root. What is the root? The love of money is the root of all evil. It's the source. But when I learn to give and honor God, oh, don't miss Sunday, because you're going to see the power of the three come together. The power of that worship come together. Honestly, the three really depict, when you honor God with a tithe, the first fruit, and your substance, it really depicts you not having any attachment to anything you have. That's where it settles for right now. It settles right there, that we have no attachment to anything that we own. And that our increase, our mindsets are changing from increase of money to the increase of Christ. It's changing. And as that changes, I just have to say it, that as our souls prosper, we begin to prosper even more. It's inevitable that we'll be financially free in every capacity. Houses we didn't build. That type of lifestyle is going to come. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. But what we're looking for as we're sowing, we're looking for the increase of Christ, and we're looking for the axe. We're looking for the severing of the root. It's an amazing truth. It's an amazing truth. I never saw before, and I've studied on repentance for the last 20 some odd years. I never saw the connection. I never saw the first thing he dealt with that they could be sustained in the ministry of Christ. He dealt with their money.
It's true.
I never saw that before. I never even saw that Satan's fall was due to substance, unjust gain. His violence was unjust gain. He was filled with unjust gain, taking glory that did not belong to him. I never knew his fall had to do with that. And I never knew that was his absolute perfect hiding place to make sure we would always be pseudo Christians.
Jesus.
Having a form of godliness. That's what we've been.
Wow.
The miraculous, the supernatural of the Lord hardly could flow through us.
Jesus.
With our minds, yeah, or should I say with our lips, we were praising. But our hearts were never fully connected, because we were always connected to substance. I'll say this, I got no shame in my game. I found out that so many things I've done as a Christian were money motivated. They weren't all God motivated. Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a wake-up call. So many things were motivated by money. Now,
It's so
don't get me
true,
wrong, I'm not
Pastor.
that preacher that would have conferences and stuff like that, because we barely had conferences. I did those things for the glory of God. Prophetic breakfast, conferences, very few that we had, but they were all for the glory of God. But there were some things that I did in terms of living as a Christian because I thought it would increase me financially when my increase was supposed to be always be about Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah,
And
Jesus.
I didn't realize how plugged in I still was to being one of Satan's prodigies. Didn't realize the connection I still had, the blood relation that I still had. But I'm coming out. Hallelujah. I'm coming out more and more.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm coming so far out so I
Amen.
can watch God just be God.
Yes.
I can just watch him
Hallelujah.
do what he does. I can experience his love. Healing is going to happen more and more. And then it will be able to yield to heal.
Yes.
Healing isn't healed when we're still blood related to Satan.
No.
And when we don't know how to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understandings.
Yes.
Healing is not healed there. And that's why we die. And that's why we stay sick. Lift your hands to the Lord. I'm finished. Jesus, your axe is laid at the root. Now I have an understanding of why I've taught so many years on righteous giving. So many years I've been on a quest that I didn't even realize was
Thank
directly associated with the
Oh,
origin
Jesus.
of our
Jesus.
problems. I've been so intrigued by the message of righteous giving. Sometimes I would be entangled, Master. Sometimes I would. Increase would come and it would entangle me, but I see the greater plan that you've always had. The greater plan was to disconnect us from this world. Your axe is laid at the root. When you save and you deliver, you did it with Zacchaeus. When he repented with all of his substance. You did it with all of them in the book of Acts. They repented with all their substance. With the reformation of Hezekiah, Lord God, they repented with all their substance. With the reformation even of Nehemiah, they repented and gave their substance to you again.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I see it over and over and over and over again, Master.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I see the correlation. I see the real connect to it, Lord. And I'm
Oh,
grateful
okay,
that
God.
you're giving us an insight and an understanding that is, to me, second to none. That we can do what you did, Father. You love the world that you gave your only begotten Son. You gave all your substance. Man, man, you led by example.
Yes,
I
Lord.
see it plainly, Lord. And I'm asking you to authentically put in us the same mindset. Let this mind truly be in all of us. Let it dwell in all of us, Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, let it dwell in all of us entirely. Master, please perfect us with this understanding.
Yes, God.
All I'm asking, perfect us in this understanding, please.
Yes, Jesus.
Every time we sow, every time we honor, every time we're free to give, Help us to recognize the axe that's laid at the root, the severing that's taking place. For that, we do give you glory and honor and praise, my Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Jesus. No more wasting time.
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
No more wasting time, Master. Makashi Robalia. No more wasting time. Sowing with a purpose. Giving with a purpose. Jesus, your precious name. Ooh, Master. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Jay says, wow, Satan became the progenitor of Adam and Adam. Elder Allison says, triune giving, awesome acts. Jay says, fire and axe. Elder Donna says, bless God. Put the axe to the root, God. I say amen. And I agree. I really do.
Amen.
Come on, man. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Amen. I'm finished right there. If you have a seed that the Lord has laid on your heart or you want to sow,
awesome.
If it's in your spirit, sow with this understanding, greatest understanding. Not only is God our source, absolutely, but yes. Sow with this understanding, you're releasing the power of the acts of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're releasing the anointing of the Lord to sever. That's why the Bible says God so loveth a cheerful giver, a giver that is free and prompt to do anything. Why? Not because you're giving. He loves a cheerful giver because you're in the right place.
Thank you, God. Yes.
You're free.
Amen.
You're free. That's why he loveth a cheerful giver, prompt to do anything for God. That's what that means. And he's in love with that type of giver because you're just like Abel. And he has respect unto you and unto your offering, unto your giving, unto your giving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm finished. If you're going to sow, you can sow via Cash App, $ True Gospel Men's. Look for the logo. All right. $ True Gospel Men's. If you're going to Zelle it. You can Zelle to it by at True Gospel Men's at AOL.com. That's the address. And you can Zelle that way and honor God with a seed. Honor God. And please bring to your remembrance or call to your remembrance or pray the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance that you are releasing the power of the acts that Christ is and always was meant to be. He's meant to sever us. The Bible says that he came with this purpose to destroy the works of the devil. The works of the devil were totally to put us in cahoots with what this money is all about in his eyes. He knows the outcome because it happened to him and he wants it to continue to happen to you and me too. Well, the devil is a liar. All
yes,
right.
He is.
So bless God, everybody. I pray that it found you blessed. I pray that it brought you out. I pray that it gave you an insight and understanding. And I pray mostly, my God, that you're free to give back unto God, to give unto God the way that he has required and worship him freely, knowing, my goodness, you're opening the realm of finished works. Praise God. All right. Love you all.